Here are tonight's headline feature stories. President Eisenhower opens the NATO summit conference in Paris. Missile hearings continue on Capitol Hill. And a special report on developments in Washington, where President Eisenhower, in his keynote speech to the NATO leaders, held open the possibility of future peace talks with Russia. He said the Western alliance is willing to join the Soviet Union in establishing controls for what he called the vast physical forces that cast a pall over the world. However, he warned until such controls can be reached, NATO must sustain the necessary strength to ensure the common security. For the highlights of Mr. Eisenhower's address, we take you to Paris and the NATO summit meeting.
With the passage of time, despotic government historically has suffered internal decay before it is apparent on the surface. Beneath a hard governmental exterior, love of freedom among all people still persists. It is a force that has never been indefinitely suppressed. The industrial plans of the Soviet rulers require an ever-increasing number of finely trained minds. Such minds cannot be permanently subjected to thought control and to conformity by the communists or by any other political party. Freer access to knowledge and fuller understanding are the internal forces that will more and more require recognition. Their effect will be the more noticeable if the existing order cannot feed on what appears to be external successes, and thus distract mass attention from the obvious failures of despotic rule. There lies before the free nations a clear possibility of peaceful triumph. There is a noble strategy of victory, not victory over any people, but victory for all people. This is no reason for complacency. It is a reason why we should confidently and hopefully do what is required to carry out that strategy. It would indeed be a tragedy if we could not, in waging peace, share the joy of common decision, common efforts, and common sacrifice. There is no task so difficult, yet so imperative, and so honorable. It is in that that we have come here, so that out of the reconciling and joining of our wills, we shall renew our strength and press on to that peace in freedom, which is our rightful heritage.
That was President Eisenhower addressing the NATO summit meeting in Paris.
There's nothing pleasant about a headache, especially when it interferes with some important engagement. But then a friend of mine came to the rescue.
Well, Jim, I wish you luck on that sale.
Listen, if I can't ease this headache, I'll never show up.
Wait a minute. No need to let a headache get you down. Not when I've got BC on hand. Here, take two of these BC headache tablets.
Well, I took the two BC tablets, and long before my appointment, my headache was better. I made that sale. And I also bought a package of BC. I discovered why BC brings such fast relief for headache, neuralgic pains, and minor muscular aches. It's that special BC combination of several quick-dissolving, fast-acting ingredients. The combination in BC is remarkably effective, far more so than any single ingredient would be alone. Tablet or powder, you get the same famous BC formula, the same fast relief. Buy BC today. BC powders, 10 and 25 cents. BC tablets, 10 cents, 25 cents, and the family-sized bottles of 50 and 100 tablets.
The United States formally offered to stockpile nuclear warheads under American control in the territory of NATO nations. The offer was made to the NATO summit conference this afternoon by Secretary of State Dulles after President Eisenhower reaffirmed that America would aid any NATO member subjected to an armed attack. Incidentally, Mr. Eisenhower canceled plans to attend an important formal dinner in honor of the NATO chiefs in Paris tonight. News Secretary Hagerty said the cancellation did not represent any medical decision, but the executive simply planned to turn in early after a long day of meeting. West Germany's Chancellor Konrad Adenauer and Norway's Premier Einar Gerbertsson have proposed a new round of East-West peace talks. Adenauer suggested that plans for stationing American missiles in Europe be postponed for further study, and Gerhardsson announced Norway had no plans to allow rocket bases on her territory. The Navy Department said today it did not want any publicity on its Vanguard satellite failure because it believed the test probably would be unsuccessful. Assistant Navy Secretary Garrison Norton told Senate investigators his request for no publicity was overruled by Assistant Defense Secretary Murray Snyder. For a portion of today's hearings, we take you to Washington as Senator Stuart Symington asks Mr. Norton.
Now, you said something, Mr. Secretary, and I'm not sure the question was answered. You said that other tests on the Vanguard had succeeded and that you were felt that the third test was likely to fail. I wasn't quite sure whether you gave the reason why you felt it might fail.
From my knowledge of other test programs in the missile business, had been an extraordinarily successful program. We had fired in succession three test vehicles, each one of which was a success. According to the batting average that you get in testing these things, we were dangerously due for a failure, I felt.
Excuse me, you fired and successfully the first stage and you fired successfully the second stage.
Yes, sir.
Did you fire successfully the third stage or was it one of the first two?
The third stage had been fired separately successfully.
And successfully?
Yes, sir.
So the reason you felt you were likely to fail was that this was the first package, first, this second,
was the
and third
first,
stage.
That's correct, Senator.
Did you feel, Mr. Secretary, that our satellite would be the first to go up?
No, Senator. I personally felt that there was a very strong likelihood that the Russians would put up the first satellite.
That was a portion of the Senate Preparedness Committee hearing today in Washington.
The new BB Bel Air pen. Only pen guaranteed to write for one full year on one ink cartridge.
BB Bel Air pen writes for one full year.
This is the only pen to give you a full-length, full-capacity ink supply plus extra booster cartridge.
BB Bel Air pen writes for one full year.
This is the only pen with new Perma-Dry ink. Won't skip, can't clog, starts instantly every time.
BB Bel Air pen writes for one full year.
No matter how you write, where you write, when you write, even if you use it every hour of every day, your BB Bel Air pen is guaranteed to write for one full year or new refill cartridge free.
Only the know-how and scientific research of BB, the oldest name in ballpoint pens, makes possible this great advance, this greatest of all pen values. Only $1.49 at stores everywhere. Buy it. BB Bel Air pen writes for one full year.
On sale at your nearby Save-On drugstore. Well, for a while today, it looked like an Atlas intercontinental missile might be launched from the Florida test site. The Defense Department said a countdown was started, but later the makers of the missile said there would be no firing today. Meantime, the director of the Atlas Development Program believes the government will order an Atlas missile prepared for launching an Earth satellite. But J.R. Dempsey of Convair said this would take 6 months to a year. Adlai Stevenson said the Eisenhower administration already is repairing the missile program from the ravages of Humphrey, Wilson, and yesterday's heroes. He did not elaborate the remark in a Chicago speech, but obviously referred to the ex-secretaries of Treasury and Defense. Vice President Richard Nixon told newsmen today they should give the American public a full report on any injury done to national defense by inter-service rivalries. Nixon spoke to newsmen gathered for a missile background session in Washington. He said there are no sacred cows as far as national defense is concerned. In the nation's capital, business went on today as usual, even though the chief executive is in Paris and the missile hearings continued on Capitol Hill. For a lead report on what happened today, we take you to the White House in Washington and Mutual reporter Steve McCormick.
Here in Washington, ears were burning at the Pentagon as the admirals and the generals heard about it. In a surprising assertion of frankness, Vice President Richard Nixon demanded an open discussion of Pentagon inter-service rivalry. Making an unscheduled appearance before a meeting of the Air Force Association, Nixon stated there can be no sacred cows if inter-service rivalry has delayed the national defense. If it's so, the public is entitled to know, he said. And certainly the services should know. While in Paris today it was stated, the United States government is opposed to any decision being made at the NATO summit meeting regarding the Middle East. So says an American spokesman this morning, as there's a report that Turkey is seeking conference support for a cut in Israeli territory as a means of winning over the Arab countries. The American government spokesman says we're opposed to such a discussion because the Middle Eastern nations are not represented at the Pali and the French capital, and that this basic U.S. policy has been made known by American ambassadors in various capitals for some weeks. In Paris itself, brass-tack business discussions, closed to the public, are now in progress. Well, Soviet Premier Bulganin has given Switzerland a strong hint it should propose another East-West meeting, and the Swiss, anxious not to be caught in the middle, say today they will decide at a later stage on a reply to the communist proposal. The Russians are doing their utmost to keep the diplomatic pot boiling. Pravda claims the U.S. has had to sugarcoat its plan to put rocket bases on the territory of NATO members, and adds that basic U.S. policy is to intensify the Cold War and international tension. So far, this nonsense has been ignored by the conferees in Paris as they prepare for a full discussion of many vital problems, including weapons and nuclear energy.
That was Mutual reporter Steve McCormick speaking from the White House in Washington.
Have you heard about the new amazing Sardo? It actually bathes away dry skin. Yes, friends, Sardo is the revolutionary home beauty treatment that does its work all over your body in just 2 minutes. No mess, no fuss, no lost time. It's easy, too. You just add a few drops of Sardo to your bath, and within 2 minutes, like magic, the skin all over your body will respond to Sardo's amazing, softening, beautifying action. Try Sardo if you have dry, itchy skin, if you suffer from detergent burn, sore, chafed areas, chapped, flaky skin, rough heels, rough elbows, or chafed legs. Your dry skin problems will disappear like magic. You have to try it to believe it. Sardo is guaranteed to help drying skin and make it smoother, softer, and more beautiful, or your money back. Buy Sardo at any drug or cosmetic counter. Sardo's good for everyone.